Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Paul Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, all opportunities to download and listen to these featured podcasts wherever you get your podcasts from. We have a fantastic guest today. He hails from Morgan State, standout defensive lineman. He was also down at the College Gridiron Showcase. And everyone going through the draft process knows all these invites are priceless commodities when you're making your path to the National Football League. With that said, though, welcome to the show, Chima Dunga. We appreciate your time. How's today treating you, my man?
Thank you for having me on. I can't complain. You know, I'm thankful to get this opportunity. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, sir.
We appreciate you stopping by. There's so much to talk about. I think we should start fresh with the College Gridiron Showcase. What was it like being down in Fort Worth and just being able to kind of rub elbows and let these NFL teams know who you are, just not only as a player but as a man?
Oh, before – I'm not trying to interrupt you. You mean University of Central Missouri. Morgan State was my last school.
Okay.
The College Gridiron Showcase, that's probably one of the best showcases I've ever been to. It's a great opportunity. There's a bunch of guys on the FCS level and a bunch of guys on the FBS level and D2 guys as well. So the opportunity to just go there and just showcase my talent, it was just a blessing. And those NFL scouts that were there, it was just an opportunity to showcase my talents and my skills in front of these NFL scouts and CFL scouts. So it was a great opportunity.
Now, and I noticed on your bio, I see the 4.8 speed. I mean, that's pretty impressive at your size. Young kid, were you always the faster amongst your friends, or is that something you kind of grew into?
Oh, that's something I kind of, like, grew into. You know, it took time for me to just, you know, get that 40 time. It took a lot of time with my get off. And throughout high school, I spent a lot of this speed training throughout high school, and then over time, I became faster.
And I'm curious, how you've always had the size and athleticism. You talked about building up the speed training, Chima. But growing up, I mean, was football your favorite sport, or was there other sports that you preferred playing more than football?
Before playing football, I played soccer for a little bit. My dad got me into soccer when I was younger, and I knew, like, soccer wasn't it for me. And then probably when I was 9 years old, I told my mom and dad, hey, I want to play football. And then they ended up signing me up for the local Pop Warner team, East Star and Jaguars. And I just started playing football from there when I was 9 years old. And that's, I never looked back.
I love it. Now, Chima, I don't know if you're – a lot of guys that come on the show, and I don't know if you're going to fall into the same category. But kids who played soccer – and they kind of transitioned to football, they said they just liked the idea of more physicality. They liked the idea of being more physical on the football field and be able to hit somebody. Did that kind of fall in line with your, you know, love with football and maybe just fading out of the game of soccer?
Because, like, when I started playing soccer, I knew that, like, I always wanted to play football because, like, I was always, growing up as a kid, always was, like, a rough kid. I was always active and I was always energetic. So I always knew that football was going to end up being a stepping stone for me to end up playing. So I knew football was the game that I always wanted to play. It's just that when I was younger, my parents didn't really want me to play football because I was young and I was too little for real until, like, they actually signed me up and they realized that I was good in football because, I'm not going to lie, football is a sport for a bunch of energetic guys that set the tone. So I knew football was going to be the sport where I make my money at growing up as a kid.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Chima Dunga here on the C3P talking a little NFL draft with this young man as he makes his path towards this next level. I'm curious for you. I mean, I ask all the guys that come on this program. I mean, if we threw you in that film room with these NFL scouts, what do you think they're going to love about your game? What are those hallmark home run abilities that's going to pop off the tape where they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
Number one for me is I'm a run stopper. I stop the run once it's first and 10. And number two is I have a motor. I have a tenacious motor. I run to the ball and always show effort. With this game of football, you got to show 110% of effort for real, because when you run to the ball, good things happen. I have an effort and I have a motor for real. So that's one thing that stands out about me. And number three, always set the tone, always play energetic, always play with a passion, and I just play like I want to be there. Whenever I'm on the field, I always show that I want to be on the field and I always want to be known. I have a presence. Whenever I'm on the field, I show my presence, and that's where I stand out.
I love it. You're getting me all fired up, Chima. Are you kind of like that Energizer Bunny of the huddle? I mean, do your defensive teammates, I mean, just teammates in general, feed off your energy?
Yeah, my teammates definitely feed off my energy, because whenever I get a TFL or a tackle for loss, like, I don't know if you're familiar with WWE, The Undertaker. I had this one sack celebration or a tackle for loss celebration called the Dunga Slaughter, because you ever seen The Undertaker do like the tombstone when he slits his throat? Yeah, they call me the Dunga Slaughter whenever I make a TFL, and like the whole crowd and my teammates yell team. So like, it's just a good feeling. I always set the tone. I'm always bringing energy to the team.
I love it. Yeah, two close buddies. My one buddy, his favorite wrestler of all time is The Undertaker, and they would always do the moves on each other. And you just bringing that back kind of brings back all those memories. Excellent stuff. Chima, this is your show, and we want the personnel people. I mean, you were down at the CGS. It's not like there's not much not to know about you at this point. You're on that radar. But in your own words, is there anything that these teams need to take notice of that they might not see on tape? I mean, could be your leadership, weight room, warrior, film junkie. Maybe the system you ran at college didn't allow you to showcase other skills. What do these teams need to know about you that can help you get drafted?
These teams need to know about me. I know that I'm coming from a small school. I'm at a Division II school. Like, I want to let these teams know I'm a baller. There's ballers in the Division II level. Honestly, whether it's Power 5, Division I, FCS, Division II, I think at the end of the day, I think football is football. And I just want to let these NFL scouts know that I'm a baller. And there's 32 teams in NFL. 32 teams in NFL, and all I need is just one team, you know. And once that one team picks me up, they're going to get the best player that I could be. And I just want to let them know I'm a baller, and they're getting a steal, because you don't get too many defensive linemen like me at standing at 6'1", 305, playing with a motor, playing with great leverage, and a defensive lineman that runs to the ball like me, that shows effort. I just want to let those 32 teams know, because they're definitely missing out on a player like Chima Dunga from University of Central Missouri.
I love it. Well said, Chima. Well said. Way to promote yourself. That's why we bring you on. We want to get your name out there, and you're doing a hell of a job of getting those guys to listen. Do you get a lot of Aaron Donald comparisons just because of the energy and the height and size?
Yeah, I get a lot of Aaron Donald comparisons, but, like, even like, there's other players that's, like, 6'1", 305, like, players like Ed Oliver, Jarrell Casey, like squatty, stout defensive linemen. So, like, I look at defensive linemen that have the same type of attributes like me, that are stout in the trenches and guys that use their hands and guys that I love looking at undersized defensive linemen. That's who the type of players I compare myself to. I don't really like looking at big guys like DeForest Buckner, even though DeForest Buckner is a standout three technique. I love looking at undersized defensive linemen like Puna Ford on the Seahawks. Honestly, Puna Ford is like 5'10", 3'10", and he's a dominant nose guard. And, you know, it's crazy nowadays, because back in the day, like, defensive linemen used to be huge, and you're starting to see a bunch of undersized defensive linemen as the time goes on with football.
Chima, well said, man. Very historian of the game. I love it. You mentioned in the guys that you did. I mean, I used Aaron Donald as the cachet because so many people were, I mean, you ripping off the, you know, Ed Oliver and the Jarrell Caseys. I love it. Definitely a student of the game. So you're definitely a kid that loves watching film, or at least watching others do what they do to put in your own repertoire. Is that fair enough?
Yes, sir. That's fair enough. And honestly, like, going back into, like, the 1990s, like, you got guys like John Randall on the Vikings. That's a player I compare myself to as well. John Randall was just a dog, and he played Division II football, too, as well. So that's a player I'm looking at right now. Like, I really study a lot John Randall from the Vikings back in the early 90s. John Randall was a dog for us, and he really stood out on the Division II level as well.
Yeah, and you coming from that small school background, Chima, how about this one for you? John Randall and Emmitt Smith both went into the NFL the same year, 1990, and both of them went into the Hall of Fame the same year. So it just shows you it doesn't matter where you come from, D2, D3, JUCO. If you have the skills and you make it happen, the Hall of Fame is, you know, the sky's the limit, put it that way. But like I said, you got a bright future. When you left the CGS, was there anything that I don't want to say you're disappointed with, but were you overall happy with the way you performed in the drills and the way you showed yourself?
I feel like at the CGS, I stand out for sure, especially with the Power Five kids. Like, I was going up against a bunch of Power Five kids. At the end of the day, I mean, they're towering me, but I feel like football is football at the end of the day. And if you have that mindset to compete, like, everything is possible with competing, you know. Like, one thing about competition gets the best out of me, and competition brings the dog out of me, and competition just makes me be a better player. So I think competition is great for real. Competition makes you work harder as a player, and competition just brings, like, the real player out of you. So I don't regret nothing out of CGS. I'm glad that I went to CGS. I met a bunch of great athletes there, and I was able to compete with them great athletes from a bunch of Power Five schools and from a bunch of Division II schools, even a bunch of athletes from Canada. I didn't even know Canada had their own, like, college leagues. So, like, it was a great experience. But at the end of the day, like, just going out there to CGS, I treated CGS like a business trip. Like, I handled business. Even when I met with the NFL scouts, I dressed up and I made sure, like, I was there to handle business. I was wearing a polo and khakis. Like, I was really serious about business. So just going out there to CGS was a great experience, and I felt like I just became a better player after leaving Texas. So that's the way I looked at just going to CGS.
I love it. Once again, Chima Dunga, Central Missouri, and I apologize for the miscue earlier. Chima Dunga of Central Missouri here on the C2P. Chima, we are almost out of time, but we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Yes, sir. Hit me.
All right. The first one, your head coach. Well, I should say former head coach. Well, let's see. Your head coach, anything that you guys did at practice that would set them on fire that you guys kind of would laugh about afterwards?
Coach Sabota, our head coach at Central Missouri, he has a big pet peeve of just, like, guys, like, whenever we travel, he always wants us to represent ourselves as UCM Mules. So he always harps on guys wearing their UCM Mules gear whenever he travels. We travel as a team. And he doesn't like guys on the team just, like, wearing, like, their own, like, clothes, their own street clothes, and he really gets upset about that. That's something that I would set him on fire. So I remember as traveling as a team, I'll always have my UCM Mules gear, so just to be on his good side.
I love it. It's a fun question because, I mean, we do the show every day, so it's just fun. Every coach has a little pet peeve, a little bit different from the next, and you always hear something interesting. That's the first I've heard of team gear. How about this one for you? Defense linemen, usually the biggest guys along with the offense linemen, but with that said, amongst your Central Missouri teammates, who is the biggest eater, and what was the most impressive meal you've seen one of those guys throw down?
Who's, like, the best, like, offensive lineman on our team at UCM?
No, I'm talking just in meals. Like, who's the biggest eater? When you guys go on your meals, you know, you guys are eating, who's that guy that just amazing, just can put down two steaks and an appetizer?
Oh, we got this one defensive lineman on my team. His name is Trayvon Letts. Whenever we travel, we go to Golden Corral. And it's just amazing seeing him eat, like, a bunch of, like, meals, like, he probably he puts down like 5 meals. Like whenever we go to Golden Corral, I probably only put down 2 meals, and I'm a lot bigger than Trayvon Letts. He's a defensive lineman too on the defensive line, plays on 3 technique. So whenever I see him eating them meals, I'm like, damn, bro, yeah, I gotta keep up with you, bro.
I love it. And Chima, the final one, it's hard to imagine now sitting here on January 14th, but the draft will be closing in quickly. The weekend of the draft, I assume you're going to be with dear friends and family. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Honestly, my family is currently in New Jersey, and I'm in Missouri right now, so I'll probably be with, like, my teammates on the day of draft day. So, I mean, right now I really don't have a favorite cook, per se. I'll probably order some food, to be honest with you.
Fair enough, man. Hey, it's your day. You spend it how you want. Man, hey, we appreciate you sharing your time with us, and we look forward to following you as you make your path towards this next level. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble. Stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. This is probably a big opportunity for me. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Chima Dunga from Central Missouri, the standout defensive tackle in lineman, if you will. A lot to like about this young man, and a very positive pod when he left Fort Worth after that Gridiron Showcase. So if you want to listen to the show again or check out more of them, collegepro.com, the NFL Draft Blast. As always, we appreciate your stuff. Bye.
This has been a C2P exclusive.